Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
U-P-D. Friday morning, just cooking right along. And again, a nasty start to the day out there in the Southeast Valley where we lost an officer in a...
18-year veteran.
Yeah, 50-year-old guy, 18-year veteran, and he got hit by a car by a guy who was running from the cops from Eloy.
Yeah, it started in Eloy.
And this thing went on for hours last night. And
Did the parachute jump go bad? Or
tragic. Yeah, know. That's the only thing there is to do in Eloy. Stole the car and
steal down there.
Just jackass. And they got him. Hopefully they're roughing him up right now. Being a little extra handsy with that body cavity search as they decide to toss him in a cell and hopefully stays there for a good long stretch. But to all the cops out there right now, you've had a rough go. Many of you have done nothing wrong in your entire careers, and people all just paint the same brush, and it's not fair. Thinking about you as supporters of the blue. Anyway, Brady, it's time now for you to report all the news that only we know. This weekend you can go to Hooters and bring your kids to Hooters. You know what, Brady? Kids eat free every Saturday. Yep.
Pretty sweet.
Yep, that's right. Now, they have to bring an adult, right?
No.
Like you should send in all your kids to Hooters, just like a load of them, and just sit outside and wait for the
big
free.
He doesn't qualify anymore.
Just to buy an entree.
He's too large.
That's all you got to do. Get an entree, get a kid's meal for free Saturdays only at Hooters. Again, I go back to George's joke. Kids always eat free. Never once do they offer to pay for the bill. Cantor nailed that one. So never once have taken my kid out. He goes, Dad, put your wallet down. I got this one. They've never not eaten free in their lives. But they don't charge them, which is good. Hooters just keeps it where they'll give you the stuff they were going to throw away tomorrow to your kid, which is scraps, which is what your kids deserve. Give them the junk. We got some old chicken fingers. He's good. That's free. He'll eat it.
The heels from the loaf of bread.
And again, I want to meet the family that heads to Hooters on a Saturday just so the kids eat free because I know what Dad's really doing. Maybe the whole family can go. We could go down there and just have a family day. Honey, the kids eat free.
I know why you really want to go.
No, it's for the wings and the beer.
I want to see those owls.
Yeah, I like owls. I'm a big Hooters fan. It's time now for Brady to do it. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it. Happy National Honesty Day.
Oh.
Which is why the survey has happened on honesty. And
okay.
Let's start off with some lies.
All right.
Top answer was 27% of the people say they never lie.
It's not true.
It was your first lie. 18% of the people say they lie once a year or less.
That's ridiculous. It's what you determine a lie is.
Yeah.
There's whoppers. I've been on the tail end of those. I've been on the given end of those. And then there's the little ones like, no, Brady, I don't want to go to Gilbert because my throat hurts.
No, that dress don't make you look
No,
fat.
No,
yeah,
no.
You're fine.
That dress makes you look great. I don't hardly see any cellulite. Those are the little ones to save somebody from feeling bad. And you tell yourself that's not a lie, but it's a lie.
Another 18% say they lie a couple times a month. On the other end of the survey, 6% of the people say they tell around one lie a day. 6% say they tell a bunch of lies every day.
I remember that study that I watched on TV, and they did a thing with college kids and then an old folks home and then people in a workplace and determined that on average, in your average workday hour, 17 lies a person in an 8-hour span. Whether it's can't make it, I was in the bathroom. For a phone call. Just little stuff. Just little tiny stuff. And they're just like, that's a lie.
Yep.
And you had to like be honest.
Lie to yourself.
Monitor. Like I just told somebody I was in the bathroom because I didn't want to take their call. So I called them back at my convenience. Just, that's a lie. That doesn't hurt anybody, but it's still at 17 times a day on average. We come up with a story about something, and everybody assumes that a lie means that you're deceiving everybody. It's just you're navigating.
Got a couple of basis fun facts. There's one volcano in the world that doesn't have red or orange lava. The lava from the Kawajin volcano in Indonesia is bright blue.
Cool.
I got to see that.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to.
I want to hold some in my hand.
I bet you dollars to donuts you don't go to Indonesia anytime soon to take a look at that.
The correct word for a female dude is not dudette.
What's a dude?
A female dude. A dudette. That's incorrect. It's a dudeen.
Jeff Bridges? What are we talking about? What's a female dude?
You can't call women dudes?
Just saying dude to a woman?
Yeah.
What is a dude?
Well, basically, if you want, you don't say dude.
Yeah, like, what's up, dude?
Dude, yeah,
you do. What's up? You say it to you. Wouldn't
no,
say.
He's saying you. Yeah, but he's saying you can't say it. Dudette is not the proper thing
if you're
for a woman.
Dudette, they should punch you anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You just call her a dude.
Dudeen.
What's up, dude? You don't call her Dudeen either. What's up, dude? That's the blue
I'm going
in the
with that one.
Volcanoes the of Mordor.
Oh man,
holy!
That's gorgeous. The only problem is you got to go to Indonesia to see it.
Yeah. Places. They say why it burns blue.
Does not.
Okay.
Let's see.
The sacrificial virgins.
Right.
Indonesians turn blue.
Joe versus the volcano told
us. That's right. That's right. They all have one in there.
Durex created the first latex condom in the 1920s. The first condom with lubricant in the 1950s. And the first condom company website in 1996.
Trendsetter.
Wow. Pretty good.
This survey asked people, what age do you stop worrying what other people think about you?
At what age?
Yeah.
Does it just end?
Well, you just...
I'm pretty close.
40.
Yeah, I'd probably say closing at 40, 45.
Yeah, you're right. It's 46.
Yeah. I have a dude saying that I...
They base that on the top life events that help us get to that point, or things like marriage, having kids, traveling.
Yeah. The dude that said that I'm gay for listening to Dua Lipa. By the way, we have our correspondent, Jay Gutentag, Lady Jay, representing the women and the LGBT community to talk to that guy who said that it makes me homosexual to like Dua Lipa. You have her ready to go? Here we go.
Good morning. Jay Gutentag here. It's Friday. And, I am just like sitting here listening to whatever, you know, is going on with these cases that are calling John a closet case. Dude, if you think about everything he says so much and it takes you to where you want to, you know what I mean, slob on a knob yourself, don't be going off on him. The stuff he's talking about's funny. I'm as queer as a $3 bill. He talks about dick and it's funny. He talks about the gash and it's funny. Something's wrong with you. Something is totally wrong with your thought process. And maybe, you know, you need to go hang out and get your little boy prostitute and figure it out for yourself, because by the things he's saying, he's definitely a straight man. Definitely a straight man that likes the vag.
Thank you. Thank you.
Relax, dude. Peace.
Lady J.
There we go.
Lady J. Gutentag, our female correspondent and representative of the LGBT community, has dubbed me straight. Take that.
Is that like being knighted?
Yes, I was knighted a heterosexual. I was born this way. And I just can't help it that I like Dua Lipa.
Survey of the day, John, you'll like this. The question asked, do you think it's fashionable to wear Crocs?
And the overwhelming answer is...
Who did they survey? And
no.
At what,
are you ready for this?
Hospital or nursing community?
Or Subaru dealership.
Or Subaru dealership.
According to the survey, 34% of people say yes.
Uh-huh.
They believe Crocs are fashionable. 40% say no. 25% aren't sure. Mm-hmm. Here's the big difference in the age group.
Yeah.
53% of the people between 18 and 24 say Crocs are fashionable.
Right.
47% of people between the ages of 25 and 34 agree, fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
People who are older than that, much less likely to agree with them.
They don't know what fashion is, so they always answer with no. You can't ask an old person, is this fashionable? They're like, oh, I don't know anymore. They don't care. They get mad about it and just say, no, nothing's fashionable. These kids,
they just want convenience.
That's all they care about. 18 to 24, they're just broke. They're not wearing those Swiss cheese shoes, though. They're buying Yeezys and stuff.
Speaking of shoes. True.
Have you seen that Yeezy? His shoes went up for like $1.5 million.
Morons.
Yeah.
There's some Chuck Taylors now. They're made with recycled Hawaiian shorts, the material out of Hawaiian printed shorts.
Really?
They're pretty cool. They're like $90 to $95. I have a picture of one of them, but they're.
And they're
just like the Chuck Taylors.
Like the old material?
Yeah, the high top kind of.
Or is it just, it's not the old material, it's the print? Or is it actually they're
made
from old
shorts? They actually used the recycled Hawaiian
tropical
shirts and shorts. Yeah, mostly shirts.
I don't know. They're completely one of a kind because they're made with secondhand Hawaiian shirts. Well, I don't want that one. They got the parakeet stains in the armpits. They already, you know, your feet already are going to stink. They don't want to smell like some dude's armpits.
I've got some science news.
Some Samoan with his spam sweat all over
me. I haven't even thought about it.
It's just unbelievable.
I just gloss over it now and just keep. I'll just keep talking about Polynesian sweat feet.
Polynesian
yeah.
sweat
feet? Well, because that's what those shoes would smell like. Oh, your shoes, you bought them. They stunk like a sweaty Polynesian. It's too much humidity.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news. The Mars helicopter was supposed to have its fourth flight yesterday and go faster than before, but a software issue prevented from taking off. I think this thing's...
Yeah, it's a piece of garbage.
And last time, the only thing that I saw went up,
yeah,
hovered.
And then went back down. It's like Larry's flying.
They've had
it's got no air. It's got no air on Mars, so they're not sure how high it can lift.
Well, I know crisscross applesauce McFeely's in his front yard trying to fly that. Oh. Yeah. Oh. He showed me vacation videos of him in San Diego that time. Just flying, just sitting in that drone, just going up and down. And then he flew it way out over the ocean. I'm like, oh, my God.
Got a little scared.
Yeah, and he got nervous and brought it back.
So there's a McFeely in my neighborhood because I'm out doing lawn work. You hear that?
Yeah.
And then it hovers.
They're floating the speeders around.
What do you mean?
The fast ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. But Larry, like when Larry and Tripp and I started to get into the, for like a month, we all like, well, Larry still likes them, but Tripp and I were into it for a month. And then we almost landed it on the 202 when it went crazy.
Hit the home button and it didn't come.
It didn't do anything. Yeah. It just decided it went rogue. Like we owned it for 20 minutes. Oh, you don't know about this. We're flying this thing outside. It's a big, like 7-pound drone. It's got big
things. Heavy duty one.
$500.
Put it up in the air. It was more than that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was like $1,200. And then get it up in the air and the radio. Tower stuff messed that was going on messed with my thing, and I'm like, the controller's not working, and you see it going ring, ring, some sign
broken arrow
and then it just takes off towards the freeway.
Oh no.
And we're like, ooh, and we lost sight of it. We were running around like, well, I don't know where it went. We're just waiting to hear that, the sirens and stuff. It mashed into the Video West trucks next door. It was horrible
trying to find its way home.
We're hitting that home button like, please God, please. And then Tripp's wife said something. She goes, why do you guys want that? You're creeps. I'm like, what do you mean we're creeps? And then she's like, it's just for peeping on people, isn't it? And I don't think it had crossed any of our minds that it wasn't like some sort of an awesome flying machine.
Right.
And then,
then
we're like, oh, yeah, we could like totally get in windows. And then Tripp took his to California and was like, you should see what my neighbor Ron does at night. Yeah.
Imagine having that in high school and junior high and stuff.
Oh. I just been outside Christy Greenway's house.
Florida isn't the lightning capital of America anymore.
It isn't?
Nope.
What are we going to do?
New study found Oklahoma now gets slightly more lightning strikes per square mile.
Nice job, Oklahoma.
Researchers at Duke say they've come up with a new app that can detect autism in kids just by using your smartphone.
Take that, Jenny McCarthy.
Wait. Before they're born? Because I can kind of detect it.
Right.
Just looking at them. Like most of them, I'm like, that's
it
one.
It scans them or whatever.
Yeah. When the eyes start darting around and they're like 22 and holding their mom's leg. Pretty sure I know. Well, you get a mild case of autism if it took me holding a cell phone up to you to find out. You're functioning.
If we, a new study looked whether or not fish brains are complex enough to feel pain. The answer is, yeah, they probably do, but we can't prove it.
Tortured the crap out of them, and we think that they do it.
if we want to colonize other planets, we need to figure out SpaceX first.
Okay. I'm volunteering.
Former consultant for NASA did an interview and talked about the challenges. Just being in space can make it harder for men to perform.
Well, because everybody's watching. It'll get easier.
In a weightless environment, at least one of the two people might have to be tethered down.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Yeah, that would be great for big people, SpaceX. Ralph used to complain that he couldn't have positions because he was so fat, but then they get in water and he floated a little bit so they could do all sorts of different stuff. Put him in zero gravity? He's Peter North. That's the only reason I want to have SpaceX. Just a fire shot. Just watch it go. Floating around, and then she'd like chase it. You know the astronauts when they'd have those drops of Tang and they'd spin around and hold?
Yep.
And they did. I want to do that with a porn. Zero gravity whore. Just howl. Or she doesn't even open her mouth and she just goes for the money shot, but she has to chase it to get it. I have a lot of good ideas for my directorial debut of Spaceport.
The best news out of the science world is scientists are finding traces of radioactive fallout from atomic bomb testing during the 1950s and 60s in honey produced in the United States.
Yeah. Mm.
According to the study X-Men? Published on March 29th, don't panic.
We're all right.
There's not enough in there.
And why tell
scientists?
Us?
I know. Said I still feed my kids
honey,
and
nuclear honey.
It just the point of the research a little bit shows how much of an impact that far back those bombs are still in our.
Yeah, Chernobyl is 35 years this week, and they still have places that you're like, put the suit on.
Your boy Homer's been there for 30-plus years.
Yeah,
he's fine.
He's good.
You probably don't want to have Chernobyl honey.
I would guess no. You know, I wouldn't want Chernobyl honey anyway.
No?
Even without the disaster.
That's your science news!
I just don't think of Russia as my... It might be... You like your Russian honey. Like, that's where you get yours.
I gotta check.
See if he's Chernobyl honey.
That detector to it.
Chernobyl and bee pollen? Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Sergey? I want some more bee pollen.
I got a new one for you.
Mind that.
Clean.
Look at that. This honey is filled with nuclear stuff here, Brady. It's going to make you a double man.
Give you pep.
They ignore that, these Geiger counter assholes all over my honey. Always something with this government of yours. As they say, this is the land of the free. A Russian man can sell his honey to people, that Geiger counter. Get that out of here. Dollar off for that really bad one. Yeah, Brady, I give it to you.
This honey's still good.
I glow like a scorpion at night when I'm black.
Yeah. I think it's that Russian honey.
I think you look bright and strong like a real man.
That's on me. I'm not even eating it.
You're filled with nuclear power.
Two former employees at an Alabama Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A was in Birmingham. Are in trouble. They... have been indicted for allegedly conspiring to defraud the chicken chain out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. They are booking catering deals, and they set up separate accounts. Basically, the people would make the deposits directly to them, the two employees.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
Well, for a time.
Well, yeah, until you get caught.
Larry James Black Jr. and Joshua Daniel Powell. They're looking at 20 years.
Wow.
This is out of Orange County, Florida. The traffic construction, the school area, they're painting the new lines and putting on safety zones.
Sure.
Here's where the school zone is there at that elementary
right.
school.
Oh, the S-C-O-H-O-L, the SCOHOL.
SCOHOL.
It's appropriate. Where's this?
Orange
Florida.
County, Florida.
Of course it is. Don't worry about it.
They're not going
to figure that out anyway. That's how they spell school there.
I've got a quick wild world.
Okay. And go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world. There's a duck in England. They call him Long Boy because he stands 3.5 feet tall. They're saying it's the Guinness World Record for the tallest mallard duck. But.
Oh, you have a dispute on this. But, yeah. Brady says to this. There's a.
Yeah. He's on the campus of.
We'll talk about animal
York,
records.
University of York. He's been there for a year or two, walking around. The picture of Long Boy.
What is the butt?
He's a breed, a different, a hybrid.
Of?
Basically.
Duck and it's man?
It's a cross between a mallard and an Indian runner duck.
I wish you hadn't said
that. The average height of the Indian runner duck.
It's an Indian runner and a duck.
It's taller, so they,
quack,
they got
quack.
Together.
I'm the fastest duck on this reservation. Quack, quack. I'm Indian runner duck. I make a quick run down to cigarette store on a Khmer. And get Yumbo Yaks for all the ducks.
Can you pull up a picture of Long Boy?
Indian runner duck. So that doesn't make him a duck of, like, are all Indian runner ducks 3 feet tall or taller?
They're taller, but it would, if he was 3.5 feet tall as a mallard, definitely would be the tallest mallard by.
Well, this should go on his Instagram page because this is frighteningly
boring. You'll see the picture of Long Boy.
That's a tall duck.
He dwarfs the other mallards.
Wow, just look at that, everyone.
So you're telling me that if another duck stood up like that, not even close? Or
it's the Glenn Close of ducks. He's just super standy. Yeah, the other ducks around him are just less
typical fowls.
Straight spined, I guess.
Yeah.
Welcome to the call map.
Brady's call map of this was a story we could have done.
Brett, don't you want to go out and touch Long Boy?
I tried to give a little life by adding a Native American flair to the Indian runner side, and there's still no life in this duck story.
I am a boring Indian duck. Quack, quack.
Daffy decided to stand up that day.
You guys want to go out and get Budweisers with me? I will run to get them because that's what I do. Where is my insulin?
That's your wild, wild world.
There's no helping this story at all, Brady. I tried as hard as I could.
And we got a couple of radio videos.
One of them they took down, so you can't have.
Oh, they did?
What is
it? You can't have the big cat one.
What was it?
Oh.
It was
this.
You can see the preview there, but it's.
Is it eating a man?
It's a monkey playing around with a tiger.
Oh. Just yanking
slapping,
on me.
Slapping it on the ass.
And then he takes the tiger by the ear and almost lifts him up to the tree.
Wow.
They're smaller tigers, but he's going to town on them. No, this is the next
what
one.
What do you do all day?
It's a guy.
I'm worried about
you. Come
on. Where do you find
feeding
that
sharks.
Stuff? Okay.
And this gets a little close.
To what?
On the shark
feed.
Well, another guy has the food on a pole. And the other divers next to him, you'll see the shark come
this
up in the
picture.
This
is the whole point of swimming with sharks is that you
look
might
how close.
Get
watch the slow-mo here in a minute,
they just
though.
Show up out of nowhere.
Look at him. Whoa!
Well, that's one of them.
That looks like a bull shark.
Yeah, there's the ones with
I don't know. It's too big.
I still don't want to mess with it.
It's still a shark for Christ's sake.
Yeah. It's a baby tooth.
You'll still get 1,200.
Everybody poo-pooing it.
Yeah.
Baby shark.
You wouldn't make it in Australia because those guys, when I got down there and they put that scuba suit on me, I'm like, do I have to sign waivers? They're like, for what, mate? I'm like, I don't know. Just get in the water. What, are you going to sue me if you drown? I guess you're right. We got in there, and then they warned me about that giant whale that eats people. Don't worry about it. If it goes, Doc. He's not even going to be interested in you. You're in a rubber suit. He'll just spit you out. Just be dark for a second. Pretend you're Jonah. Have a great time in there. And then the next thing you know, you'll be projected out. Just look for the boat.
Right. Go up.
And basically, a German guy was in here a couple of weeks and went dark. Told the tale of how it went dark. We all laughed. You've been eaten by a giant whale. I don't know what this thing is, but I've looked them up. Toothless, just garbage collecting whales with a 2-car garage for a mouth.
So it's like the whale catfish
shark.
Of whales or
is
something?
Is that
it's
what
a
it
whale
is? It's just, yeah. It opens its mouth, it swims, everything goes in, it kind of goes, all right, yeah, snow, and then throws you up.
That's
if
a
it
whale
doesn't
shark.
Eat you.
Oh, wow.
And you get barfed out, and some German dude did. And they tell you that. They dip you in the water, put the weights on you, teach you the scuba stuff, and then say, all right, here's some things you need to worry about. And then I went on this private thing because I could scuba better than all these tourists. I guess I was too stupid to know I wasn't supposed to be good at it. That evidently is a small one because the one that he was talking about
that is a
was
the
same size as a boat.
Yeah, they get over 40 feet long.
You'll see, if you get one, it'll be a shadow. A shadow usually means one's above you. If it gets completely dark, that means he's eating you. Oh, my God. They didn't care. And then he's swimming around, and he's like, come here. Like, he's waving me over, and I'm swimming down in the spot with him. And he starts rubbing the sand. And one of them Steve Irvin killers comes out. Whoosh, this big old
Ray. Oh, man.
Ray,
those rays, yeah.
And he just gives me, like, just thumbs up. And like, this is awesome. And then he left. The guide left because he was having fun with me, but then he had to get back to the other people who were just drowning. And I'm down in the bottom of this thing. Like, I don't even know where to go. And the boat was right above me. I got so scared that I was lost. I'd swum too far.
Oh.
Yeah, they just come in and they just start eating stuff. But those are the little ones, because the one he was describing scared the hell out of me.
There is the boat. I think the bowfin whale is that one that just opens wide up.
I don't know what it was.
If you're anywhere near that.
But it'll eat a person. A whole German went in there.
He's still there's one last Scorpion Masters. This dude on a trampoline is doing a triple flip. The backbreaker.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, he's bouncing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah.
He landed on his pelvis and his back kept spinning.
And a whiplash.
Oh. Yeah.
Make that end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good news is he corrected his scoliosis.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a back crack. This is the most aggressive chiropractor ever. Oh, my God.
Right. I've got two for you also. Here's one for Brett.
Hang on.
All right.
Toledo videos.
All right, here we go. This is the Knights of the Round Table putting... What is happening there? The guy and his dog putting up a telephone pole.
A lady.
She's well, that's trying a to woman? Put up a tent pole.
Oh, it's one of them Russian ladies or a Klansman. What's she wearing?
Look like that.
What's that guy helping? She's holding two poles together. Oh, that's a tent? They're building a house.
Yep, here we go.
It's like a teepee or something.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And then
those stupid hippies, white people making teepees. You deserve
one for
it.
Josh and the boys at Action Ride Shop.
Okay. Oh, that is a big hill that guy's riding down.
And it's like, look at this, the slow-mo on the one wheel.
He lost. Is he succeeding?
Trying to hold it. Trying to hold it.
Nope.
And Brady, you showed me one yesterday of an amazing, it's an urban thing. There are people on bikes, and one guy's standing with his hands or his feet on the handlebar in the seat.
Yeah.
And he's his buddy's got a pizza, and he's riding a bike.
He's got one foot on the seat.
And one on the handlebar. He's standing up, and the bike's going down this hill, and he's balancing fine. And then his friend gives him a box of pizza, and he's just coasting. He opens the box. He grabs a couple slices. He starts eating. And then his girlfriend, who had to be a part of it, rides up behind him to take a slice of pizza and crashes into his bike.
Oh,
and
man.
And nearly kills the poor bastard. He's doing the greatest trick I've ever seen, and some girl wrecks her bike just by riding it. This dude's surfing a bike and eating pizza.
I want to be part of it. I want to be in your video.
I'm on TikTok.
Yeah,
I'm going to be on that. I want to TikTok with you.
And she crashes him like Danica Patrick does every NASCAR race. It's a great video, though, because at first you're like, this is amazing. How's the guy... Keep this, like, they're going downhill. It's incredible. Anyway. Broad. There you go. That is the Brady Report for the morning. We don't have a comedian today, so it's back to you guys. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. We're going to do the Fireside Chats coming up in a little while. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.